This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
WCETFM, where the fun never ends.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, your radio refreshment, blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on WCET-FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
Well, hello, and how are you? I am Ron Edwards, your happy host. We're back again for another episode of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And boy, what a wonderful American experience do we have planned for today as we celebrate the 244th birthday of the United States of America. And we thank our Heavenly Father for allowing the founding of this nation, the growth of this nation, the greatness of this great, wonderful republic. And despite the fact that there have been efforts to literally overthrow her in recent years, she shall not be overthrown. I believe that. I know that. And I speak that because I stand on good ground when I speak those words. This republic has a lot to achieve. She's achieved more than any other nation in the history of the world. I'd like to ask you, before we get started, what other nation throughout history that gained this type of, let's say, power in the entire world, that shared so much of its wealth, that gave so much of itself? Usually great world affecting nations and empires of the past dominated the world in very harsh ways and forced themselves upon other nations and stole their lands. And just read the history of the Roman Empire or the Byzantine Empire and things of that nature. Even, believe it or not, the Indian empires that used to reign supreme in North America before the white man showed up. You know, every realm of people went through these kinds of changes. But thank goodness that we are in the United States of America, in my opinion, and I think history will bode true, that this is the greatest nation in the history of the world. Adopted on July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence stated that the 13 American colonies were free and independent states, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. Our founding fathers acknowledged God as the source of our rights. For we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. For the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. As founding father Benjamin Rush so stated, without religion or Christianity, there can be no virtue. And without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republic form of governments. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. But the law of that Spirit of life is in Christ Jesus. Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. That you'll find in Romans 8, 1 and 2. My friends, yes, our nation was founded upon Christian principles. Yes, at times she has strayed away from those principles. But we, the people of America, do seek forgiveness of our wrongdoings in our republic. And we do hope and we do pray that we do reestablish what the founding fathers put forth. And despite what Nancy Pelosi, despite what Chuck Schumer, despite what every leftist mayor and governor, council person throughout this republic try to institute against our Constitution and against what the framers had put forth, it is our duty as the people of this nation to abolish what they are doing. The law is on our side. But see, the reason why it has not happened in such a manner is because it has not been taught in our government schools. See, remember when they always say that knowledge is power? And without the power of knowing even what your rights are, that's why it has been said that if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And so we, the people, as we celebrate our 244th birthday as a republic, that's really astounding. In fact, this is the only government of its type. You know, there are other governments that have been democracies and all of that, and they took a stab at freedom, but none of them have lasted this long. You have to take that next step, meaning a government that is based on the unalienable rights of the individuals. And if we, the people, want to truly reestablish a constitutionally limited form of government, we ourselves must become virtuous again. We must not be afraid to stand up for what is right in every corner of society. We should not be afraid to force government school educators to back the hell off of our children and make sure that they are taught the right thing, or take them out and teach them ourselves. We must make sure that our ministers are teaching the truth from their pulpits. If not, we should not attend. But in order to know whether they're teaching right or wrongly, we must ourselves take it upon ourselves to look and see if these things be true. See, if you don't know anything and got that mixed up, you can be pushed in any direction. That is why you have been witnessing the riots in the streets. These people have been wrongly schooled, embittered, victimized, turned into victims in their own minds, whatever. Vengeful criminals. And that's because the institutions have been allowed to evolve or devolve into such a manner. So, my friends, it is up to you and I, we, the American people, to wrestle control back away from the globalists, the leftists, and those others who think that they know more than we do, who think that they know more than God, who gave providential guidance to the founders of this great republic. Yes, we are in a fight, literally, for the existence of this nation. And I think that you and I are up to the task. And here's something else for you. In order for us to remain a free and powerful republic, you and I individually have to be virtuous. Because if a population is virtuous, guess what? We're going to be not only doing the right things personally, but we're going to be expecting it in mass throughout society. That's where standards are kicked in. You will not have barbarians running around literally tearing down beautiful monuments that they don't like. Running around saying, we're just tearing down the Confederates. And then they go after the 54th Regiment Army Monument in Massachusetts, which was built to honor the 54th Brigade, which was a black regiment out of Massachusetts that fought gallantly in the Civil War. So, my friends, ignorance is such a destroyer of civilization. And that's what the leftists who control our government schools and churches, that's what they depend upon, the ignorance of the American people. But I dare say unto you that we shall not remain ignorant, that we shall be strong, we shall be mighty. Speaking of might, our republic is right now in a struggle, and I've mentioned that. But I mean, things have gotten so ridiculous that the Washington Redskins are going to change their name. Now, it used to be such names were based upon honor. Chief Wahoo of the Cleveland Indians was another one. That one's already bitten the dust. And most American Indians have no problem with the Washington Redskins. Most of them did not have a problem with Chief Wahoo or the Braves of Atlanta. And so on and so on. Those names were used in honor of the fighting spirit of the American Indians, who at many times gave the armies of the conquerors of the Americans a pretty stiff battle. And they were honored for that. People like Chief Joseph, who almost single-handedly led a victory over the American army. Had he reached Chief Sitting Bull in the Dakotas near the Canadian border, they say that they would have had enough military might between them to defeat our army. That's why they respected them. They were not weak like the Africans who were unable to fight for whatever reason. I won't get into that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and we are celebrating the greatness that is called the United States of America.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WCET-FM has just released the app. So now you can take WCET Radio everywhere you go. Just go to the Google Play Store and search WCET-FM. That's WCET space FM and install it. Then it's ready to go. Oh, and did I mention it's free? Well, it is. WCET-FM, we got the app.
Miss Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce God Bless America.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. For a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside.
bless America, and may America bless God. Hello, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and we are celebrating the 244th birthday of these great United States of America, the greatest nation in the history of the world. The United States headed into the 4th of July weekend with many parades, fireworks, displays canceled, beaches and bars have been closed, and health authorities warning that this will be a crucial test of Americans' self-control that could determine the trajectory of the surging Corona China virus outbreak. With confirmed cases climbing in 40 states, governors and local officials have ordered the wearing of masks in public, and families have been urged to celebrate their independence at home. Even then, they were told to keep their backyard cookouts small. How dare they? How dare these government piglets run around squealing that we should keep our gatherings small, that we should not be celebrating our nation? Why is it that these, haven't they heard that we are in a nation of liberty? And by the way, have you noticed in the news broadcast there has hardly been any deaths, even though the rates have been climbing? And I will tell you that these numbers that they keep telling you about, they're not true. They're not true. These big numbers are bald-faced lies. They are exaggerated. In fact, there was one case that was shown to me today that where someone was supposed to, I think, make an appointment to go to the doctor and about get things checked out. They didn't make it. But yet they were notified that they were that they had Corona China virus, but they never made it to the doctor to get checked out. Now, you multiply this kind of bull capital S with a hit by many times, and I think we are being lied to, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there is a situation in China where you've got swine flu that is, wiping out their pigs. Yeah, you know, that'll be good for our farmers. They say an ill wind blows other people, someone else a good whatever situation. And so our farmers have plenty of pigs to sell, and it's spreading to humans. Well, it doesn't have to come over here. It does not have to be a part of our situation. We know about this. So if they allow that to come over here, then we know something. Well, we already do, but we know it again. So ladies and gentlemen, We have to understand that these people are lying to us. They're trying to break our American spirit. They don't want us to celebrate this country because they don't like this country. Well, let them go not like this country somewhere else. These people want to reproduce a socialist paradise here in America. But as I tell people that I know personally, if you don't like it here, pack your stuff up, your grip up, and take your little backside out of here. That's all you have to do. There's an entire planet for you. Why do you want to stay here and turn America into a socialist crap hole when there's some ready-made ones? They're ready-made for you all over the place. You can go, if you want to stay in this hemisphere, you've got Cuba, you have Venezuela, you have Argentina, you have Mexico. You can go to places like that, man. Or you can go to Canada. A more civilized version of socialism. Yeah, you can get up there, get around Trudeau. Yeah, he's a real great guy. Or you can go over to China. Maybe they'll welcome you in. And you can go to one of their labor camps. How about that? Because they won't like you because you're not Chinese. But I digress. Although I'm telling you the truth. Well, it seems that our wonderful guest has finally arrived. I guess he's been sailing across the seas to make it back to America, and he has arrived. His name is Tim Tapp. He's a great talk show host and a wonderful friend. Tim, thank you for joining us on today's celebration of America on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
I'm sorry. Thank you for inviting me. When I think about all the people that you could have had on today, it really means a lot. It's a big honor to be here for this day. And Ron, unfortunately, I wasn't sailing the seas. I was in a paddle boat trying to get up the Tennessee River. The only way I could avoid all these loony leftists trying to put a mask on my face.
Yeah, Tim, isn't this crazy? They want to mask us up. You know, they want us all to play, I don't know, act like terrorists, running around with our beady little eyes looking out at each other. They're trying to break down communications. This is all part of breaking down the cohesiveness of our society. And they know that the United States of America is really predicated on how united we are as a people. One of the things that I really enjoyed growing up as a little boy was you just naturally, wherever you went, well, for the most part, wherever you went, you felt this spirit of camaraderie with your fellow Americans. And I didn't care what part of the country we went to. And it was just a unique feeling. Before I found out how horrible the place is and what lies within the confines of Disneyland, I used to call America the Disneyland of the world when I was a little child, because it was a fun place to be. It was a wonderful atmosphere to live in, and I knew that as a child. Yes, I was taught that by my dad, but you know, he wasn't telling a lie. You could tell that. There was just a spirit of camaraderie with your fellow Americans. And this is the cohesiveness that they're trying to indoctrinate away. And because they couldn't kill it off, now they're trying to disease it away, mask it away, whatever. And what say you about that?
Well, yeah, again, you and I were talking about this not too long ago. It's completely predictable. You can anticipate everything these folks are doing. Just read some of their materials. We were talking specifically in that last conversation about Saul Alinsky and the Rules for Radicals. Spend a little time reading this, and you won't need anybody like me or yourself to explain it to these folks anymore. They'll get it. They'll see it coming, like the attacks on Mount Rushmore. And God bless President Trump for being out there tonight and kicking things off for these festivities. They've been trying everything. It's literally the old school spaghetti test. You know, it's a question of just throw it at the wall till you find some noodle that sticks. In this case, they're trying to find something. And the only thing they've managed to work just a little bit in their favor has been the porn panic from the coronavirus. And you were talking a little while ago, I was listening in and seeing the inflation of the numbers, and we're now getting admission from some of these folks that all it takes to test positive on the COVID-19 test is for you to have working antibodies, meaning that at some point you were exposed not that long ago to any coronavirus, which means you could have had a regular common cold and you're still testing positive for coronavirus. And you mentioned speaking with somebody who didn't even make it to their appointment, and they were told. I've heard multiple stories in the last couple of days, people that I know that have told me, yeah, I actually wasn't able to make it, or they told me over the phone that, yes, I'm diagnosing you, that's what you've got. So clearly, that we can't trust any of the numbers. And it doesn't matter where you're getting the numbers from. You can't trust China either. We've known that. But one of the more interesting things that I came across a little over a week ago, and it hasn't been debunked, it's just nobody wants to talk about the story, and that is in Barcelona in Spain, they were doing a test of wastewater, and they were doing various samples because they were trying to get a feel on where coronavirus, the COVID-19 in particular, was at its strongest. And they were finding traceable samples as early as spring of 2019, which is months before this was supposedly running rampant enough in China to become a problem. And similar reports have come out of Italy. But if you were to only listen to the mainstream news, you would think it was only happening in the United States, and you would think that it was only happening in red states, when clearly that's just not the case. We've been lied to from the very beginning. And at the end of the day, the mortality rates with this thing is still extremely low in comparison to total number of people exposed. And the more cases that we're told exist, the more that mortality rate goes down, and this becomes a less and less scary thing. But you'd never know it based on the reporting.
Well, you'd find out automatically, because you notice there's not a lot of people dropping off. There are not reports of a lot of deaths, because if people were really dying, you know, we would be hearing about it over and over and over again. That's one thing that they cannot exaggerate on. They can't report people dead who are still walking around. And I am just amazed at how far they've been able to get just on this lie, what they have been able to get away with, just misdiagnosing people on purpose and people falling for it and just going along with, well, it is your duty to wear a mask. You cannot come into my business unless you have a mask. You cannot go to church, come into my church unless you have a mask. You know, you can only have two or three people in your barbecue. And the people that will go along with this madness, Tim, we have to stop this. And I was reading earlier, you probably heard me. I was reading earlier from our own Declaration of Independence. We are instructed in our Constitution, rather, to disengage ourselves as American people from this madness. We are the straw that stirs the drink. And I mentioned how knowledge is power. The reason why the American people are rioting in the streets instead of gathering together and throwing the bums out of Congress and demanding a change is because of a lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Okay? And so it is our duty, your duty, my duty, and many others to get the truth out very quickly. And I believe that if we show up, I know it sounds crazy only because most people don't know this. They're not taught this. I'm not speaking crazy, but it sounds crazy to the average American. We are the bosses. We are the straw that stirs the drink. Without us, there is no reason for them to govern. They govern with our permission. And see, with Nancy Pelosi and all that crowd, and most of the Republicans as well, have it twisted. And they take advantage of that. Have you noticed how, Tim, you look at polls and they say, well, now most Americans think this way or that way about Trump or this, that, and the other. Well, it's first made conducive via the government schools that condition the mindset of the people to think a certain way. They have a foundation of bull capital S with a hit in their brains. And so when they're hit with more bull capital S with a hit, as far as polling questions, as far as how to vote and things of that nature, they fall right in line like little dumb robots. Well, speaking of little robots, well, they're not robots, but it's time for a robotic break. It's called a money-making break, and that's what we'll call it, a money-making break. And you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I am your happy host, Ron Edwards.
For many years, Republican conservatives, patriots, Christians, etc., have been accused of being racist, racist, racist by those on the loony political left. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. But in fact, it is the leftists who are the real racists. Bernie Sanders is a horrible racist socialist pig who is so bigoted that he accuses others of being. In a speech, he boldly proclaimed, "The Irish people only drink. That Italians are only gangsters, that black people stink." Crazy Bernie said that Jews are greedy and have strange sexual habits. Please do not try to even think that Sanders is the exception, because the racist, bigoted attitude that he espouses when he thinks it won't be found out is quite common among the leftists who do not accept that we are all endowed with unalienable rights which come from God, or that all men are created equal. But he, like most leftists, including Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and all leftists, believe that big government is the god that should decide your lot in life. Of course, the Black Lives Matter and Soros Antifa cretins will never get upset over Crazy Bernie's racism, because all leftists are united bigots hell-bent on destroying this republic. It's high time for a providential-led overthrow of the bigoted leftists, or our liberties will soon be lost permanently. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Hey, late-nighters. You can keep up with all things WCTFM and L&M by joining our mailing list. Just go to the bottom of the homepage and subscribe. You'll get everything from guest info and show info and other important station-related information. So go sign up now, WCETFM.com.
You can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through the Paranormal Radio app. TalkStreamLive.com on both Android and Apple. Our call to listen line is open 24/7. Dial 701-719-9704 so you can listen on the go.
This is the Ron Edwards American Experience, and we are celebrating these United States of America, our 244th birthday as a great republic. And, well, we're going to have many more years. I really believe that. On March 23rd, 1775, when Patrick Henry spoke the now famous phrase, "Give me liberty or give me death," to arouse the Second Virginia Convention to arms against the tyranny of Great Britain, he noted that we have done everything that could be done to avert the storm which now is coming upon us. During the critical years of 1765 through 1776, the American colonies had been forced to endure taxation without representation, searches and seizures without probable cause, the confiscation of firearms, and on and on. Though the colonial leaders had tried until they tried out to remain loyal to the crown and reconcile their differences, they were finally compelled to break away in revolt. Ladies and gentlemen, we have tried until we've tried out to literally get along with the leftists who are hell-bent and devil-led to destroy this republic-turned-mob-rule democracy. First of all, we've got to get rid of that democracy aspect. You know, the United States was not called a democracy regularly until the 1930s, during the Great Depression years when all kinds of things were happening. So they started really ushering in new terminologies and things of that nature and turning this nation. That was the second step in mass in changing America away from its constitutional underpinnings. The first big push was during 1913, during the Woodrow Wilson administration, in a place called Jekyll Island, when the world leaders of that day and big corporate heads, J.P. Morgan and many others, got together with Woodrow Wilson, the great racist Democrat, and they put together the Federal Reserve System. And they also plotted the League of Nations, which died away, but they brought it back later as the United Nations. And so here we are today, fighting to preserve, to restore, basically, and then to preserve our constitutionally limited republic. But today, it's about celebrating our great republic. Tim, before I give my story, I'd like you to share with us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, my guest, again, is Tim Tapp. He's a great talk show host based out of the wonderful state of Tennessee. And before we get any further, Tim, because I want you to give a positive American story about why you love this country so much. But before you do that, please share with everyone where they can find your show, what time, and all of that.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Ron. Naturally, most of the WCET listeners will know that you can find me right here on air as we do rebroadcasts of the show Monday and let's see here. It's Monday, Tuesday. We do a live hour on Wednesdays. You get a rebroadcast again on Thursday. A live hour on Fridays, a rebroadcast on Saturday, and some live time on Sunday. So we're here pretty much all the time now. Just move around time slots a little bit depending on the day of the week. You, of course, can find – I ask folks to look for me over at Spreaker.com to listen over there. Across the country, you can hear a rebroadcast of the show on great radio stations like KYAH and KDIL and KOII. You can find pretty much everything you need to know about the show, though, over at Tap Into the Truth. That's TAPP IntoTheTruth.com. You can find my writings at a plethora of locations, everything from websites that you probably know, like Clash Daily and Reactionary Times and the Flag and Cross and La Court News. And you also can hear, see it at Life Set and, you know, Patriot USA, Conservative Daily Briefing, bunch of different places. But ultimately, just look around. Do a quick search. You'll find me. It's pretty easy. I'm not hard to find these days.
Well, you've had so many places to list there. You used up all your time there, big fella.
Wow, fortunately, that's my favorite All-American story, too. So, anyway.
Well, really, just share with us what why do you like this country so much? Why are you out there putting it on the line through your great television? I mean, maybe I'm speaking into your life there, television, but through your great radio station and columns and everything you do, what's so special about this nation to you?
Well, quite honestly, surprisingly enough, when a lot of people hear this, I was raised in a Democratic household. My father was just so staunchly enamored with the Democratic Party. And it's actually through him that I understand that there is a huge disconnect between what the Democratic Party used to be and what it is now. He didn't want to see it change in front of him because he instilled all these great conservative values in me as we grew. But what I saw is that people can believe whatever they want to believe, and as long as they're willing to take advantage of opportunities that are granted, you know, protections that are offered. And the overall spirit, you talked a little bit about that yourself earlier, the spirit of just being an American. There's something inherent that is part of the DNA here. And it changes in your individual DNA if you come here that makes you exceptional. I know that we're not supposed to use that word when we talk about Americans these days, Ron, but I can't help it. And we see it with people who just want to come here and want to have a piece of that. The very notion that there is such a thing in the vernacular, not just here, but in other countries around the world, as the American dream. Sadly, as you've also already mentioned today, there's a lot of people that suffer from ignorance. They don't understand what that means. The American dream simply means the opportunity to pursue whatever your dream is, and you have the opportunity to make it based on your skill, your talent, your effort, and sometimes a little bit of luck doesn't hurt either.
I call it blessing, but hey, you know, one of the most important aspects of our republic is a well-regulated militia. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that, my friend, is, in my opinion, the most important amendment. It's even more important than Amendment Number 1. The reason why is because if Amendment 2 goes away, Number 1 is no more, and so do all the rest. And so as we celebrate America, Tim, I just cannot help but just marvel at how ingenious the Founding Fathers were, that they thought enough to include the Second Amendment and in the position that they placed it. And everything in how they set this nation up, it was genius. But they always warned us, whether it was Thomas Jefferson, whether it was George Washington, Patrick Henry, and many of the others, even to a degree, Benjamin Franklin, they all in their own way said that we must remain a moral people. The reason why is because if we are moral, we are self-governed. And that's how God designed it. And how, I love this, Tim, how the Founding Fathers adopted God's application that we as individuals are all very important, and that we as one person matter as much as a giant mob. And they thought that we should be judged upon our own merit as an individual, not clustered into a herd or just an incurably ignorant mass. And I thought that is so wonderful how the founding fathers, no other country has that in their beginnings. Other countries talked about more freedom. You had Great Britain with the Magna Carta and other things, Wilberforce and all of that. But none of them got down to the root of the matter, down to the level of God, or up to the level of God, and thought of us each as important as one individual, as the entire nation. And see, that is the heart of the matter, I believe, at what the left is trying to destroy in this country. They want us all in one ignorant mass, wearing masks on our faces. They want us all to collectively stay away from each other through a lie. They all want us to distrust each other. So we, the people, cannot allow ourselves to be broken up in this manner. One thing that has to be broken up right now is this conversation, because it's about time for us to head into a break, I believe. And I believe it's time for a break. Maybe I'm a little early. If I'm a little early, I'll keep going. But, it just riles me, Tim, how parents across this country have just allowed generation after generation, allowed their children to be taught in a manner that takes this nation further away from its great founding principles. Were there things that were wrong, like slavery and whatever? They keep bringing that up, so that's the only reason why I mentioned it today. But yes, but America was in a position to right that wrong. And you move on, you keep it moving. And so we've allowed ourselves by the bitter, evil left to be conned into believing that this nation should be destroyed because of mistakes of the past. And I find that asinine. I think it is cruel. And it must be done away with. And Tim, we'll address this on the other side of the break. We are supposed to be celebrating America today. And here I am taking it down a negative path. But we'll get it back up right after this. And you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Late nighters and all those who listen to WCET Radio,
listen up.
The shop is here, and you can order WCET merch right now and show your friends and your neighbors you're awake by wearing one of our many shirts, including our Stop the Censorship shirt. That one is a hot seller, so get yours while supplies last. We have coffee mugs, clocks, so you always know what time it is, books, mouse pads, all your WCET accessories. Just go to WCETFM.com and click the shop tab. That's WCETFM.com and get the shopping.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
celebrating the 244th birthday of the great United States of America. You know, the Declaration of Independence was written as a proclamation to the entire world of the reasons for separating from England. But while the Declaration gives a detailed list of legal offenses that England had left unresolved, the founders saw these as more than isolated wrongs. Rather, they saw them as part of a predetermined plan to take away their religious liberties and to reestablish the Church of England to rule over their hearts, souls, and souls, thus enslaving the colonies. In that light, one understands the power of Patrick Henry's fiery words. Faced with such prospects, the Declaration stated that the American colonists were to set to defend the laws of nature and of nature's God. Words that define the principle upon which the founders stood. The laws of nature were understood to mean the will of God for man as revealed to man's reason. However, because man is fallen and his reason does not always comprehend this law, God gave his law in the Bible to make it absolutely clear. Thus, it was the churches that became the primary source that stirred the fires of liberty, telling the colonists that the English government was usurping their God-given rights, and the king and parliament were violating the laws of God. The founding fathers were convinced that it was their sacred duty to start a revolution to uphold the law of God against the unjust and the oppressive laws of men. And the fight for political liberty was seen as a sacred cause because civil liberty was an inalienable right according to God's natural law. The New England ministers in particular were decisive in rallying the popular moral support for war against England. And today, wouldn't it be great to see the church rally the people against the immoral Democrats and rhino Republicans trying to destroy this republic today? How about that, Tim?
You know what? That has absolutely been a bit of a battle cry here the last couple of weeks. We have seen over and over again not just the immoral leftist hiding behind a party of the donkey. I'm trying to be reasonably polite. But we've seen a lot of people that claim an R at the end of their name, too, that have been hiding under their beds, hanging out in their closets, refusing to stand up and take a step forward because they're afraid of the possible ramifications, that are afraid now not just of possibly losing an election but of being canceled. Well, if we were getting the proper leading from our churches, if we were getting the proper message from the pulpits, we would remember that we as Christians are urged not to be afraid. We are not only urged, we are told not to be afraid. There is no message that is said more frequently in the Bible from Jesus himself than to be not afraid, but stand in the will of God. And that means stand up. It means you have to be prepared to do what's right, even though the world is going to come at you. And guess what? It's going to come even harder as soon as you're doing the right thing. But there's still, Ron, and you know this as well as I do, there is still more of us than there are of them. And as long as we stand together at the end of that tunnel, not only are we going to see daylight, but we're going to bask in the glow of heavenly victory. And I don't think there's too many more things that can be said along that path other than the fact that I want to reiterate that you are absolutely correct when you were talking about the genius of the framers of the Constitution. Because real quick, I had a conversation recently with a history major in their second year at a major university, and they have not yet even heard of the Anti-Federalist Papers. They've heard of the Federalist Papers, but they haven't read them. And they didn't even understand that there had been a huge debate early on as to whether or not to even make those Bill of Rights, what we call the first 10 amendments, to even include them, to even do them. Because, and rightfully so, there was a concern, not that we should mention specific rights, but they were afraid then that if they listed only those rights that eventually people would come to believe that those were the only rights that were really being preserved. And that was a legitimate argument, because we see now that even the ones that are listed are no longer considered sacred or protected, as we hear people like Joe Biden tell us that no right is absolute. And I'm sorry, depending on your context, it's a hard argument to sell. But regardless of the context, your rights to protect yourself and your family, your rights to speak your mind and express yourself, and your rights to live in freedom in the glory of the blessings of the Lord by virtue of being individually responsible so you can claim your individual liberty, they are absolute.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me today on this celebration of America's 244th birthday. And I just, again, thank you so much. And we'll see you again on the next time. And I really look forward to the next time you visit with us. Take care and Godspeed and God bless America. Well, there he goes, Tim Tapp. Always a great guy when he stops by, always a great guest. You know, ladies and gentlemen, America being plagued by tyranny as our nation celebrates her 244th birthday. Yes, we are being plagued by tyranny. We are plagued by people who are running around like a horrible disease, trying to literally sicken our nation, destroy our nation, wipe out our rights, kick God out of our existence. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, they are going to lose. They shall be embarrassed. They shall be humiliated. They shall be what I like to call Hamanized, meaning that what they have planned to destroy, to destroy this country will be used to hang them. I can just about promise you that we, the people of the United States, if we band together, if we stick together in faith under God, as did the founding fathers and those who fought even during the Civil War. If we stand together, my friends, we shall have victory. We shall be truly the United States of America, which we are, but we shall reestablish in full a republic, ma'am, if we can keep it. I'm Ron Edwards. I thank you so much. God bless you. God bless America. And may America bless God. It's been real. Let's keep celebrating this country, not only this 244th birthday, but every day. And teach your children about it. And remember to pray for this nation as well. God bless you, and God bless America. I'm Ron Edwards.